Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He outlined the details of the 2013 commercial fishery in the Nooshigak District during Tuesday's meeting of the Nooshigak Fish and Game Advisory Committee. One of the success stories to come out of the district this past season was the strong king salmon run to the Nooshigak River. Sands noted that commercial fishermen were given a very limited opportunity to fish for kings shortly before the start of the very large sockeye fishery.
For the last several years, we've had some poor king runs, so we didn't have any guaranteed preseason Chinook openers planned, but we did say that if escapement warranted it, we would have an opener. And around about the 14th of June or the 13th of June, we decided we were ahead of the escapement curve for kings, so we had a directed opening. It was 5 hours long. The participation was really low. I think there was only about 8 boats that participated. But we caught 518 Chinook and in that one opener, and then we didn't have any additional directed openings.
All told, the commercial harvest of Nooshigak River kings was over 15.3 thousand fish, which means the vast majority of the kings were caught incidentally during the sockeye fishery. This year's king run exceeded expectations, especially considering the low king numbers recorded in other parts of the state. The king salmon escape into the Nooshigak River was counted at over 114.7 thousand fish. That's well above the escapement goal of 95,000. A good portion of Sands' presentation Tuesday was focused on the sockeye fishery in the Nooshigak District. The day-to-day management decisions for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are governed by the sockeye escapement numbers. Sands confirms that one of the most common complaints he hears is that escapement counting projects on the various rivers are not in early enough and that they're missing early run sockeye. Sands confirms that the counting towers on the Wood River were operational on June the 18th.
The total escapement that we counted on June 18th was 348 sockeye up the Wood River. On June 19th, the total count was 90 fish. So I would argue that our counting tower on the Wood River was in plenty of time to count fish. The next day was 7,000 fish, and the next day after that, on the 21st, is when it went to 75,000.
Total sockeye escapement to the Wood River was counted at over 1.1 million fish. That's about the mid-range of the escapement goal. Sands was hoping to keep escapement below the mid-range, but he says it appears the commercial fishing fleets were hampered in their catching power this season.
From people I talked to, the fish were out in the middle and west channel, not so much in schooners and ships, and it made it a little bit harder to catch them, even with lots of fishing time.
Another of the major sockeye-producing rivers in the Nooshigak District is the Nooshigak River. Escapement is counted to the river using sonar counters that are placed near Portage Creek. The sonar counters were operational June the 6th, and the first apportioned escapement counts were released on June the 11th. Again, Fish and Game's Tim Sands.
So from June 6th to June 11th, we figured 649 sockeye went by, and it didn't start picking up until around the 20th, when we had 80,000 go up on the 20th or 21st of June. So, again, we were counting on Nooshigak long before there were big movements of fish into the Nooshigak.
The season total sockeye escapement to the Nooshigak River was counted at over 894,000 fish. That exceeded the upper end of the escapement goal, which is 840,000. The final enumeration project put in place this past season in the Nooshigak District was on the Agushik River. Sands confirms that project was slightly delayed in going in, and actual counting didn't get started until June the 24th.
And on the first day of counts, the escapement was 51,000. The reason why we didn't start, we usually try and get in there on the 21st, and we were actually in there on the 21st this year, but we had to build a cabin there. And we'd planned to build that cabin in the first week in June, but we couldn't get into the lake because of ice on the lake the first week in June. So we delayed starting counting till the 24th because we were trying to build that cabin. I did fly an aerial survey on the 21st, and I didn't really see a lot of fish in the upper river above the lagoon on the 21st. So it could be that there was fish on the, that was the 24th was 51,000. There could have been a lot of fish on the 23rd and the 22nd. It's hard to say. Talking to Jeff Scrady, he says, you know, the lagoon will fill up with fish and they'll just build up, and then all of a sudden they'll all go at once. And so that could have been the first day. But regardless, we're going to try and always get in there by the 20th, 21st to start counting on the 21st, 22nd. So we don't miss that first push.
Total sockeye escapement to the Yagushik River was counted at over 385,000 fish. That far exceeded the escapement goal of between 150,000 to 300,000 sockeye. Much, if not all, of the over-escapement can be attributed to the closure of the Yagushik Beach set net fishery and the other fishing restrictions imposed after the sinking of the Tender Lone Star on June 30th. Commercial fishing time in the Nooshigak District is done via emergency order, and there's no weekly fishing schedule. The first commercial fishing effort targeting sockeye in the district was on June the 15th when the set net fishery in the Yagushik section was opened. The set netters in the Nooshigak section got to go fishing on June the 21st. The drifters were given time starting June the 22nd. Sands notes that the early push of fish into and through the Nooshigak district allowed Fish and Game to greatly liberalize fishing time this past season.
The set netters fished continuously from when they started. They never had a break. And we fished 18 hours a day with the drift fleet, with a couple 24-hour extensions thrown in. So lots of fishing, and no fishing in the Wood River Special Harvest Area.
Fish and Game has a mandate to try and manage the harvest in the Nooshigak District to achieve an allocation of 74% of the harvest for the drifters, 6% for the Yagushik section set netters, and 20% for the Nooshigak section set netters. The actual allocation this past season was 78% for the drifters, 5% for the Yagushik section set netters, and 17% for the Nooshigak section set netters. Sands reports that the official season summary for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game should be released in the next couple of weeks, and the 2014 forecast should come out in November. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.